Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. Today's topic is When God Says Nothing, which will be given by Philip Binga Ajisipe. I am the presenter, Cassandra Job. If you're calling in, please put your phones on mute. Please enjoy the broadcast, and may God bless his ministry. Thank you.
I thank God for every one of us that is listening to this program. And I welcome you to this Overcomer Prayer Defense Force Above the Clouds. Like the presenter has just said, today's topic is When God Says Nothing. When God Says Nothing. Foremost, because today's broadcast falls into a special day for me as a host, in which I want to express my gratitude to Almighty God for His great mercy in my life. Today happened to be by divine ordination my birthday. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 103, he said, Psalm 103 from verse 1 to 5. I may not read, but I will paraphrase it before I started going to the briefly today's topic. The Bible said, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul. My soul, bless the Lord today, because in its infinite mercy, he has graciously grant me another year in the land of living. When God says nothing. When God says nothing. Sometimes we can be a prayer warrior. Sometimes we are within our heart that we believe God. We pray to Him. We try to do everything we can do. But the irony of life is our trials that we are facing keep on escalating. And in these times of our situation, we pray and we are expecting God to answer us. But everything is silent. I'm not saying when God says no, or says yes, or says wait, but when He says nothing. Like I said in the book of Psalm 103, listener, by the grace of God, I will go through this topic again as God giving me the opportunity because it's very ambiguous. I would likely to read from that Psalm 103, verse 1 to 5. I'm reading from New King James Version. The Bible says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities? Who heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from destruction? Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? Listener, while you are listening to this broadcast, I'm a recipient of goodness and mercies of God. Just like I said in the beginning, I was a little bit late for some circumstances that are beyond my control. But to God be the glory. This is the mercy and the ordination of God that make it to happen to you. I said today, 22 December 2019, marked another bad day for me. And I really appreciate God. And I thank him. When I look back, I can never thank him enough, because he has done marvelously things in my life. Like the Bible, that passage that I read was just saying, he has redeemed my soul from destruction. As the Bible said in the book of Psalm 107, verse 17 to 22, I'm not going to read. The Bible said, the fools are, because of their sin and their foolishness, they were troubles. But in their distress, they call out unto God. And the Lord hear them. He sent his word, and it healed them. He sent his word, and he healed me. And he can heal you as you are listening, and deliver me from my destruction. You know, fool. A fool is a state of losing the mind. A foolish person is in another world that God understands. So, I'm using this medium to really, really express my gratitude to God Almighty. Back to the program, When God Says Nothing. There was a story of a woman, widow, in the Bible, in the book of Luke. The Bible said concerning this woman, she came to Jesus because her only child was dying. She knew and she believed that Jesus is Son of God. It's a miracle working that God chooses to work miracle. He believed that if God, Jesus can pray or say something concerning our daughter will be healed. The Bible says she keep on begging Jesus, talking to Jesus, but Jesus answered her nothing. To the extent, the disciple, you know, I want you to follow us in this broadcast. Ask Jesus, why can't you send this woman away? It's disturbing you. And the only answer Jesus can give to this woman is, the food meant for the son does not have to be given to the dog. Invariably, he was reviling to this woman with a problem to be a dog. But I want you to know, and to just associate ourselves with this situation, when God says nothing, does that mean God is no more God? Does that mean we are being forsaken? Does that mean we have to throw the towel? The Bible says God created man in his own image. And when he created man, he gave us authority and power. Remember, when Jesus rose from the dead, he said, "This sign shall follow those of us that believe." This sign, which sign? There is a sign of power that even if you drink a deadly poison, by no means will not hurt us. We stand on the serpent and they can do nothing. When God says nothing, this widow begged Jesus. Jesus answered her nothing. The disciple advised Jesus to send her away. I want to keep on relating to this story. But when Jesus wants to answer, the answer that he gave to this woman is so repulsive, calling her dog. But I want you to know the key to our breakthrough when it seems like God says nothing concerning our situation. Because I believe God loves us so much. He wants to be boast of us. Even before the angels and the spirit world. That is why he said, if we have faith like a mustard seed, we can command mountain, and the mountain will be shifted and go to wherever we want it to go. When Jesus called this woman a dog, the woman did not argue. She said, "Remember, Lord, it is true. But the dog, too, can eat part of small things that fell from the master table." And Jesus said, "Oh, woman, great is your faith. Great is your faith. Go in that faith." Listen. God so loved us, inasmuch as we have confessed to trust him, we cannot claim any righteous thing before God, the creator of all universe. But we can trust in his word and go to him the way we are, because he knows us more than we know ourselves. There are many different types of faith, but there are some faith that move mountains. There are some faith that keep us moving. But you cannot use 1 hour in God's faith to confront the same, the similar problem in the next hour when God says nothing. What is he expecting us to do? This is not the time for us to be arguing with God, to be asking him, did you forget about me? But this is the time he wants us to exercise our faith, to let the faith that we have in him to push us more to him. Like this widow said, remember, O Lord, the dog under the table of his master eats the remnant. Believe me, this woman gets more than the remnants that fell from the table because Jesus commended her faith. But initially, it looked like he was not clear about him. He says nothing. Listener, let us ask for more faith in our journey with God. Let us always ask for to increase our faith. When God says nothing, it's not that he's forsaking us. Just like Moses said to the people of Israelite at the Red Sea, if you are a Bible reader, God said, why are you calling out on me? Tell the Israelite to move forward. When God says nothing, this is the most critical time that God wants us to know that he is in control and we have been given an authority as a believer. Because Jesus said, all authority, both in heaven and heaven, has been given unto him. Are you in a situation that you cry out to God and he says nothing? I know. Sometimes we get to that situation. I'm a typical example. I've seen many people have had, many people have experienced it. When you think you want to hear from God, to say something concerning what you are going through, and he says nothing. I've heard people wanted to even say, I want to serve God. But because he says nothing does not mean that we are forsaken. If you study the word of God, everything God created before him is good. I always said, wherever I be, language is a limited thing to describe who God is. God is greater and is bigger. But one thing we have to know, he loves us so much, every human being. And that is why He made us to be in his own image. God wants you and me to exercise our faith when it seems like he says nothing to our situation. He wants us to know that everything seen and unseen were created by him. We have to know that sometimes trial can only make somebody bitter or better. And sometimes situation of the world always seems like make people to distort our reason, just like Bible said in the book of Ecclesiastes, that oppression destroys man's, wise man's reason. When God says nothing, he really wants us to exercise our faith in him. But how will you exercise your faith in what you don't know? And that is why we have to get to a level to know that he is the Lord. Jesus Christ has been in a situation that he cried out and the heaven was silent. This is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. When God says nothing, he wants to glorify himself in our situation. This is not a time for us to be arguing with him or to be thinking, oh, is God forsaking me? It's one-on-one with him. That is what he wants. God loves us so much. And I want us to believe that. Inasmuch that we come to him, he said, whoever that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whoever. Remember, he is the creator. Nothing more, nothing less. And I want us to believe that. When God says nothing, he meant to do us something better. And I want us to keep this in our mind. The big weapon for us in this situation when it seems that he says nothing. Remember, I do not say when he says no, or says yes, or says wait. But I mean when he says nothing. And ideally, what is so painful when you talk to somebody and you expected that person to answer and he says nothing? It might look like you don't know where to go to. But with God, he wants you to exercise your faith. And I pray to Almighty God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to increase our faith and to help our unbelief, to let us know that he loves us so much. He knows our heart. Remember that woman. She cried out to Jesus for help. Jesus answered her nothing. Jesus called her dog. The disciple said, cast her away. This was a Gentile. But this Gentile knows that says nothing does not mean that he will not get what he wants. She wants. Her faith demanded that Jesus must do something. And Jesus did what she wants. Listener, when God says nothing, God meant to do us good things. May the Lord bless us and keep us and let his peace reign our life. Thank you for listening. And may the Lord bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. You'll be notified of any upcoming broadcasts through social media. Thank you again for listening, and may God bless you.